T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. Before I, what do you think? I'm going to have a can of Coke? I mean, come on. Before I bring out my next guest, we have a couple, we're going to do this in two intro segments. First one is going to be some FAN people. I had to write them down because if I leave one out, then I'm, you know, they hate me forever. But, you know, I can't, but I don't want to leave anybody out of here. Hopefully they're all here. Here you go. Number one, now most of these people, a lot of them have been here as long as I have, and I'll be here for another 1 month and about 20 shows, so it's December 15th. So, but, well, thanks. Thanks. Hey, you know what? It's time to go. It's time to go. I'm not going. I'll be around. I'm just not going to be on a fan every day. But listen, we give the next show a chance. Now, give it a chance. Wait. Let's do this first. She was the first voice ever heard on WFAN. Susan Waldman. Where's Susan? Take a bow wherever you are. Where's Susan? You got to be up front. Where is she? Okay, hi, Susan. How are you? I didn't see him when the cocktail party. The voice of the Yankees, John Sterling. Is John here? There's John. Hey, John. Yes, John. Nice to see you, John. Thanks for coming. The guys who filled in for me all the time in the summer and complained every day they did it. Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts. Where are you guys? There's Joe. And there's Evan. Two guys, I'm telling you, with faces for radio, I promise you, they really are. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Summers. Where's Steve? Where is Steve? Steve, come up here. Come here. Come here. Come up here. Hey, give me a mic. Give me a mic. Nice of you to come. You took a day off. What a surprise. He's dressed in black. I've never seen him dressed in anything else. There you go. How are you? Well, thanks for coming.
I'm pretty good.
Nice to see you.
There is something that I've said a couple of times.
What's that?
On the air, and now I want to put you on the spot.
What's that?
You've been at the station. You've been the franchise.
Right.
You have been the voice of New York sports.
Stop kissing up to me. What do you got?
I want you,
right,
for the first time
to what?
In 30 years to give the phone number.
Never. You do it for me. Go ahead.
1-877-337-6666.
Thank you. I'm never giving it. Thank you. Thank you.
Good to see you.
Steve Summers, everybody. All I would say right now is the Giants don't need one of them, they need 11 of them. Carl Banks. Carl gave more effort himself than the whole Giant team did the last 2 weeks. They quit like dogs, folks. I'm sorry, okay? Hey, absolutely. I watched. Another veteran who has been there from the beginning, Ann Liguori. Ann does all the golf and tennis. There's Ann. She still has a better handicap than I do, so I don't like it. She's a good golfer. One of my producers, we let some of them in the building, Mark Malusis. There's Mark. When Dog and I were doing a show one day, there was a close game. I'm going back.
I mean, 28 years. And Dog and I were fascinated by this girl doing play-by-play. And she's been on our show time and again. She had a family, this and that. But she's always been around. Erica Herskowitz. Where's Erica, who does updates on my show? Where's Erica? There's Erica. Last 2 weeks, every time I see Erica, she cries. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I want to thank the production and engineers and salespeople and everybody else. But one that I work close with than anybody else, I have to thank, Mark Chernoff. Mark. Thank you, Mark. Now, I got more to do with the audience later, okay? Otherwise, my kids will never talk to me. But we'll get to that. But first, another guy, Dog and I did a show years ago. They called us out to Hofstra and asked us to do the play-by-play in a championship game between Hofstra and Delaware. The two coaches went on to fame and fortune. One, Mike Breeze, is at Notre Dame. The other one has built a legacy at Villanova. Jay Wright, everybody.
Come on, man. What's up, guys? Great to be back on Long Island, man. This is nice.
It's not. You know what? It's 18 years since we did that game. Now, that's sick. Wow. I remember coming out to Hofstra. Mike Pegues was the star at Delaware. Wow. Speedy Claxton, the star at Hofstra. You on the sideline. Tom Pecora with you. Yep. And you both coaches go on to great things. And here's how good he's done at Villanova, folks. Last 4 years, he's won 31-17 at a national championship.
Thank you.
And last night he won like 120-12 against somebody. I don't know who. I think he was playing some CYO team. I don't know who it was. But you have done an amazing job.
Well, I'm so honored to be here tonight. I had as much fun already just being with Terry Collins backstage before.
Yeah, we talked some good stories.
Some good stories.
We can't tell any of those out here, though.
No.
But really, it's nice of you to come all the way up from Philly to do this, folks. So thank you.
I am honored. I am really honored to be a part of this. And, you know, when we came to Hofstra back in 94, remember, you know, there was no social media back in 94. Like, everything was WFAN, Mike and a Mad Dog. No one knew us. You know, we just got there. And you would have us on the show.
Yes.
In the beginning, it was a joke. You guys were just having fun with how bad we were.
Yeah, that was it. We just wanted to get you on air to make fun of you. That was it, yes.
And you were good.
Then you started winning.
Right. Yeah, and then you guys started to say, like, you know what? If you ever really win and get to a championship game, we'll do the game live. We'll do it live on WFAN if you're in a championship game.
Yeah.
And we played Delaware, as Mike said, and it was on ESPN. And everybody on Long Island was at the game. It was packed. And no one was talking about ESPN, NCAA tournament. All they were talking about was, I can't believe Mike and Mad Dog are actually doing the game. They're on the sideline. And I see people to this day, hey, remember that championship game you played in? And Mike and the Mad Dog were on the sideline doing the game? I was like, yeah, we actually won. We went to the NCAA tournament,
too. Dog did the play-by-play, because I'm not a play-by-play man. I did the color, and Dog actually even knew one or two of the players. Just comment when Dog stops. You don't even know what he said. But I did do a couple of games in the Big East with him, and now you own the Big East. Last 5 years, they have been ranked six or better in the country, and they are the kings of the Big East and have built a dynasty at a school where it's very difficult to build a dynasty, but you have done an amazing job, and you have another very good team this year. But how about the national championship? Tell me about the national championship 2 years ago.
Well, I do want to talk about national championship, but
talk about that.
I will. But I got to tell you, I appreciate so much though what you guys did for us when we were at Hofstra, and you know everybody in New York always, you know, even though we're down in Philly now, we still listen to the fan. And everybody up in New York, in the Philly, the Villanova people always listen to it. They love when I'm on. So what am I going to do now? The best thing Villanova people like is when I'm on the fan with you.
We have a month. We have one more month. That's it. But we'll do it again. But you know what? You've been on more than – it's either you or Calipari who've been on. And I don't even like Calipari. So I mean, but he likes to come on because he likes to recruit.
He's smart.
You know, so –
But it's great branding for us to be on with you, Mike.
And you've built a dynasty there. But talk a little bit about what it meant to win a national championship at Villanova.
Well, I just heard Coach Collins talk about, you know, you grow up and you think about playing in the World Series, which I did that too. That didn't happen. But as a basketball player, you know, and you get to be a coach, the Final Four is the greatest, you know, and it's like the World Series. And in 09, we got to the Final Four, and it gave you kind of a sense of calm. I didn't know if we would get back again, but when we got to the championship in 16, it was different having been there before, and I think it helped me help the players a little bit. In 09, I don't think I was much help to the players. I might have been more excited than they were. But in 16, we learned a lot in 09, some mistakes we made. And that game against Oklahoma, we played Oklahoma in the semifinals, and they beat us by like 30 earlier in the season. And that was an advantage for us, really, because usually when you get to the Final Four, you're playing a great team that you haven't seen during the year. They had beaten us, so our guys were really motivated, and we had an unbelievable game against them. And then the game against Carolina in the final was one of the all-time greats with Chris Jenkins hitting the shot.
That you were so calm when the shot went in. I mean, you didn't react. You were just very calm about the whole thing.
I honestly, with 4.7 seconds left, we had blown, up until that point, we had blown a 10-point lead. So we had done everything you could possibly do wrong. Right before that, we gave up a three. And our guys came off the floor, and they were so positive. That's something we work on in our program, that attitude's a big part of our program. And the fact that, you know, you can't control everything that happens to you in life, but you can control your attitude, right? And they came off the floor after we gave up a 10-point lead, and they were going, attitude, we got this. And so I had a confidence that we were going to run the play correctly, we were going to execute. You never know if it's going to go in or not. But when it went in, I just kind of felt like, hey, I was so proud that they had a great attitude and they executed. You win. If it misses, you lose. We would have went into overtime if it missed. So the winning and losing isn't as important as just the relationship with the guys.
No, it's important to win. Knowing
that I was going to come on your show later, then it would be important to win.
Yes, it is. And, you know, with Jay, one of the things is Jay is the Pat Riley of college basketball, you know. He is the most stylish coach. He's the only one who worries about his wardrobe from head to toe, shoes, the whole. He's the only one who knows I have Bruno Mali shows on right now. There's no other coach who would know that. We actually compare shoes when I go to the Garden. That's it, on the sideline.
When we play at the Garden, Mike comes back to the locker room. I think right away, Oh, man, I better have good shoes on.
That is true.
One year, we were in the Big East tournament, and I happened to, you know, I had two blue suits in a row. So I bring like a blue shoe, a black shoe. So I wore the same shoes two nights in a row. He comes in, he goes, "You kidding me? You wore those shoes last night. What are you doing, man?" I was like, no one else would notice that, Mike. No one would even think of that.
He does. He wears. He is the best dressed coach. He is by a long margin. Now, we'll talk about something serious for a second. College basketball is going through a nightmare right now. We've had scandal after scandal, Georgia Tech, everything that went on in the summertime. What, if anything, is going to be the repercussion of, is this going to cause any changes? Can you sense any change in anything with this, or is it just going to blow away?
No, I think this is going to create change. I really do. First of all, it is embarrassing. It's embarrassing to our profession, but it's going to create people getting together. There's a commission now that has been formed to oversee college, or look at college basketball, what can be done. The National Association of Basketball Coaches is forming a group that can look at this and address this. My opinion is that we have to get back to making pro sports authentic, which it is, and college sports authentic. You know, the word amateurism shouldn't even be involved, because college athletics now in the revenue producing sports is big business. What it is it's student athletes who are playing a sport for their university. That's what it is. But they're being very well taken care of while they're in school. So to say they're amateurs, that doesn't work anymore. But what we should do is take the baseball model.
No more one and done, first of all. One and done has to go away.
College baseball, baseball has it right. If you can be drafted out of high school in baseball.
Right.
But if you choose to go to college, then you have to go for 3 years, and you can't be drafted again until after your third year. It works. And if we could do the same thing and have the NBA invest in the G League, where guys coming out of high school could actually go to the G League and make a good living. You know, we are forcing kids to go to college that don't want to go to college.
No,
because
absolutely.
They're professional athletes, really, and they want to go for 1 year,
and
so
remember,
they can be NBA players.
People don't understand, that is not a college rule. That's an NBA
exactly.
rule. NBA forces that. College can't force it. So they should be allowed to go. The great ones, the LeBron James and the great ones, should be allowed to go from high school right to college. The others have to stay 3 years, which would cut out all this nonsense. Because these guys, as people might know, go one semester, then start training for the NBA draft. They go to school one semester.
Exactly.
That's it. It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Let me get to a couple of things here. Number one, you've been in Villanova 18 years. You've turned down at least 18 NBA jobs. You turned down the Sixers 42 times. When are you going to make the move? You dress like an NBA coach. You've been there 18 years. When are you going to the NBA? You're going to go to the NBA, right?
No, I don't think so.
How close did you get? What was the closest you almost got? Did you say yes and have to
Mike
go home?
I never did that.
Never did that.
When Ed Stefanski was the president and general manager of the Sixers.
No, Eddie Well, yes.
He was actually my neighbor.
Yep.
And that time, I did talk with him. I met with him. And then I told him I would give you an answer right away. And then I just decided I would love to coach in the NBA, except I don't want to leave Villanova to do it. I love my job. So it just...
And Jay's a Long Island guy. You know, I don't know how many folks here know Long Beach, Atlantic Beach, where I grew up. I grew up working at the ABC, the Atlantic Beach Club.
Yeah.
He lives at the ABC in the summertime. He's there. You can always find a coach in Hogan's Alley. If you know what Hogan's Alley is, he's always in Hogan's Alley all summer at the ABC if you're looking for him. That's where you can find him on the beach.
You guys from New York and Long Island, you think this is normal, man. This is the only place in the world you can do this. Have the greatest city in the world and go to the greatest beach clubs, they're all right next to each other. There's only one place to do it. This is it.
So he always comes back. He absolutely does.
And
listen, so we only have 1 month left, so you have to come on at least two or three times in the next month. Otherwise, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I told you, Mike. It's good.
Got to call me at home.
It's good for my branding. And Villanovans up here in New York, we have the most alumni in this area.
You do.
And they
There's
love
a million
your show.
People. Breen sent all his kids to Villanova. Everybody on Long Island sends their kids to Michigan or Villanova.
Here's the quick history. It was formed for Irish people who wouldn't allow it in the colleges in the 1800s.
Right.
So where were all the Irish people? New York.
Oh, I thought Villanova was for people who couldn't get into Notre Dame.
Oh, man, did I walk into that one. I put that on a plate for you.
No, but half of Long Island goes to Michigan, half goes to Villanova.
You're right.
That's it. You have more people. It's unbelievable.
It
I know so many
And then
kids.
They all come back.
Yeah.
They all go there. That was the hardest thing when I was at Hofstra. Everybody from Long Island leaves Long Island to go to college. And then they come back to Long Island to live. And I would always tell them, you're going to come back here to live. Just stay here, man. It didn't work.
Well, listen, I mean, he came all the way. He had a game last night, came all the way from Philly, drove all the way from Philly just now to do this. So, listen, very nice of you to do this.
Proud of you,
He's
man.
Always been on the show. Jay Wright, big hand for the Villanova
Thank
head coach.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.